Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In First, We Make the Beast Beautiful, A New Journey Through Anxiety, author Sarah Wilson dives deeply into the complex world of anxiety. Wilson, who is known for her work on living sugar-free from the I Quit Sugar series, shifts her focus towards understanding and managing anxiety, a condition she herself has struggled with throughout her life. The book is not merely a memoir, but an exploration of anxiety through philosophical, biological, and cultural lenses. Wilson combines research with personal anecdotes, making it a profound narrative that challenges the conventional perceptions of mental health. Her candid recounting of her own experiences serves as both a comfort and a call to arms for those who live with anxiety, offering new perspectives and coping mechanisms. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding anxiety through personal narrative, Sarah Wilson uses her personal battles with anxiety as a foundation for, First, We Make the Beast Beautiful. Her narrative weaves throughout the text, providing a real-world context that helps demystify this often misunderstood condition. Wilson shares episodes from her own life, including her challenges with eating disorders, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and manic episodes. These stories are not just shared for empathy, but also serve as a basis to explore broader scientific and philosophical ideas about anxiety. By doing so, she bridges the gap between personal experience and academic research, making the information accessible and relatable. Secondly, philosophical and cultural perspectives on anxiety. Wilson does not confine her exploration of anxiety to medical definitions and treatments. She extends her inquiry into philosophical and cultural realms. She discusses how different cultures treat anxiety and mental health, drawing on sources that range from Eastern philosophy to Western literature. This cross-cultural examination allows readers to see anxiety not just as a personal ailment, but as a universal phenomenon that is viewed and managed differently across societies. Such a perspective encourages readers to think outside the conventional Western medical model and consider alternative ways of understanding and treating mental health. Thirdly, the role of lifestyle in managing anxiety. An important aspect covered by Sarah Wilson is the influence of lifestyle choices on anxiety. She discusses dietary impacts, the importance of exercise, and the role of sleep in managing anxiety. Wilson also touches on her personal journey with quitting sugar and how dietary changes can affect mental health. By discussing concrete lifestyle adjustments, she provides practical advice for others struggling with anxiety. This topic is especially significant because it empowers readers to take actionable steps towards improving their own mental health through everyday choices. Fourthly, challenging the stigma around anxiety. Throughout the book, Wilson challenges the stigma associated with anxiety and mental health disorders. She openly discusses her experiences with various therapies, medications, and even hospitalizations. By being transparent about her struggles, Wilson fights against the societal stigma that often prevents people from seeking help. This topic is crucial for changing how people with anxiety are perceived and treated in society. It encourages empathy and understanding, and calls for a change in the way mental health is discussed and handled. Lastly, integrative and holistic approaches to treatment. Wilson advocates for an integrative approach to treating anxiety, combining traditional medical treatments with holistic practices. She explores the benefits of mindfulness, meditation, and yoga, among other techniques. By advocating for a holistic approach, Wilson not only broadens the scope of potential treatments, but also encourages individuals to find personalized strategies that work best for their unique circumstances. This inclusive approach recognizes the complexity of anxiety and the multiplicity of ways it can be addressed. In conclusion, Sarah Wilson's First We Make the Beast Beautiful is a must-read for anyone struggling with anxiety, as well as those who want to understand it better. The book offers a fresh and multifaceted perspective on mental health, blending personal narrative with research and cultural insights. By challenging standard views and addressing the stigma of mental illness, Wilson paves the way for a more compassionate approach to anxiety. Readers will find valuable insights and practical advice that can significantly enhance their quality of life. This book not only helps in managing anxiety, but also inspires a broader dialogue about mental health, making it an essential read for nurturing a more understanding and supportive community. If you would like to support Sarah Wilson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, Please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.